This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica joins international community to observe Cybersecurity Month. The Universal Service Fund links 73 police stations, and BSJ introduces new standards for playground equipment. Details after the break.
Wondering if your passport is ready for pickup? Visit Pika's website at pika.gov.jm to check on the status of your passport application. All you need is the application ID on your receipt and your date of birth. It's that easy. This service is available to local applicants only. Pika, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. Jamaica has joined with the international community in observing October as Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Technology Minister Philip Powell says the designation of a month for national focus on combating the pervasive and growing incidents of cybersecurity breaches and acts of criminality is a relatively new but critical development.
Given the importance of the internet in communication and commercial transactions, all sectors must be proactively engaged in the search for solutions. If we are to ensure, secure ourselves from the pernicious and pervasive threats of cyber criminality.
A national cybersecurity strategy was launched in January this year, and a cyber incident response team established to better manage Jamaica's cyber landscape. Minister Powell explains that with the launch of the strategy, the government has strengthened its resolve to protect the country's information and communication technology ICT sector. The strategy is guided by six principles: leadership, shared responsibility, protection of fundamental rights and freedom, risk management, innovation and business development, and sustainable resources. In addition to the strategy, the ministry is implementing a Stop, Think, Connect campaign to engage the public on the issue. Meanwhile, the Cyber Crimes Act, which seeks to protect the country from cyber criminal activities, is expected to be completed and brought to Parliament next week. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the act will have a number of critical updates to assist law enforcement personnel in prosecuting cybercrime.
The new Cyber Crimes Act has a number of critical updates, including covering things like what is termed cyberbullying, where persons use online means to harass, intimidate persons. And we have also strengthened the fines and the penalties for persons who are engaged in cyber criminal activity.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. The Universal Service Fund, USF, is financing a $7 million project to provide wide area network connectivity for 73 police stations and facilities across the island. The island-wide broadband fiber optic network installed by Flo will provide interconnectivity and internet across the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF facilities. This will allow officers to share information and will facilitate internal communication across stations. Director of Projects at the USF, Everald Sims, says the JCF is working with the service provider to set up the necessary infrastructure to accommodate the connections.
The value of the connection is that they can have direct connections between police offices. So they can share information, they can pull information, they send out a force order every week. And it's used to be paper-based. Every Friday that goes out. Now, all policemen now have an email address. And also, there's connectivity now. So they'd be now be able to have better connectivity with a requirement that it should not be down for any long period of time.
Mr. Sims says 5 of the 73 facilities have already been connected, with the rest to be completed within this financial year. And the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, has introduced new standards to govern the construction and use of children's playground equipment as well as football goalposts. Executive Director of the BSJ, Yvonne Hall, says the new standards primarily target early childhood institutions, schools, football clubs, and public park operators. However, members of the public are urged to become familiar with them. She adds that if used effectively, the standards are expected to help reduce harm or injury to footballers and children going forward.
Those of you who have come today and who we welcome warmly are encouraged to access these standards and use them in your facilities so that there will be a greater level of confidence by our parents, our spectators, and most importantly, our children when these pieces of equipment are used.
Ms. Hall was speaking at the launch of the standards Thursday. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.